Chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Cursed is the man who doesn't hear the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the iron furnace, saying, Obey my voice, and do them, according to all which I command you, so you shall be my people, and I will be your God, that I may establish the oath which I swore to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as at this day. Then I answered, and said, Amen, Lord. The Lord said to me, Proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah, and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, Hear the words of this covenant, and do them. For I earnestly protested to your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, rising early and protesting, saying, Obey my voice. Yet they did not obey, nor turn their ear, but walked everyone in the stubbornness of their evil heart. Therefore I brought on them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but they did not do them. The Lord said to me, A conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, who refused to hear my words, and they are gone after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore thus says the Lord, Look, I will bring disaster on them, which they shall not be able to escape, and they shall cry to me, but I will not listen to them. Then shall the cities of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem go and cry to the gods to which they offer incense, but they will not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities are your gods, Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem have you set up altars to the shameful thing, even altars to burn incense to Baal. Therefore do not pray for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry to me at the time of their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, since she has done many vile deeds? Can holy meat avert your disaster so that you can rejoice? The Lord called your name, a green olive tree, beautiful with goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult he has kindled fire on it, and its branches are broken. For the Lord of hosts, who planted you, has pronounced evil against you, because of the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have worked for themselves in provoking me to anger by offering incense to Baal. The Lord gave me knowledge of it, and I knew it, then you showed me their doings. But I was like a gentle lamb that is led to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised devices against me, saying, Let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But, the Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tests the heart and the mind, I shall see your vengeance on them, for to you have I revealed my course. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the men of Anatoth, who seek my life, saying, You shall not prophesy in the name of the Lord, that you not die by our hand. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, Look, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by famine, and there shall be no remnant to them, for I will bring disaster on the men of Anatoth, even the year of their visitation.